Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. As usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with us as we go through God's word together on tonight. I will be bringing the word on tonight. So get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so you can follow along. The word of God tells us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And that's why we ask you always to get your Bibles and pens and paper so that you can follow along, so that you don't have to be guessing, and you will see that we're not making up things as we go. You will see it for yourself, for thus saith the Lord. And now, right now, we're going to go into prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because you're worthy of all praise. No matter what it looks like or no matter what we're going through, you're still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us in Jesus' name, so that we may be able to continue to walk and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. I lift up my brother in Christ, fellow musician, Brother George, from Detroit Bible Tabernacle, where my younger sister, her and her husband are members at. And we want to lift up his wife, Rosalind. He has made his transition from earth to glory. So we want to lift up that family and also the Detroit Bible Tabernacle Church family. Also, we want to lift up legendary gospel singer, Tessie Hill's family, Brother Reginald Hill, Reverend Reginald Hill. We want to lift up that entire family in the loss of their mother, a gospel legend singer, Tessie Hill. For those of you that may not know, she sung the world's greatest hits. He keeps doing great things for me. So we know that she is now has earned her heavenly wings, and she is resting now in the Lord. We also lift up everyone all over the land, Heavenly Father, that I breathed on tonight. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, let them know that you are still the healer, and you are the chief physician that never has lost a patient. So we know that you are still in control. You're still working miracle signs and wonders even today. I lift up my niece, Latrice, on today, who was in a car accident, and we pray that all is well with her at the hospital. So we just give her, turn her over to you, because we know that she is in your hands. And we know that you do all things well, and that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to extend your grace and your mercy toward us, even though we know we don't deserve it. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace. Now, Father, we, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tonight through your word. That should there be any listener on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, that your word will convict their hearts. They will be able to open their own mouth on tonight and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Heavenly Father, that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, if we could spread love as quickly as we spread hate and negativity, what an amazing world we would live in. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. If we could spread love as quickly as we spread hate and negativity, what an amazing world we would live in. And that is the truth on tonight. So we are again going to get ready to go into God's word. But right before we go into God's word, we're going to share with you all a song of inspiration. And I pray that you receive this song in love, because we know that God is worth our total praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter who's in the White House, we know that God is in control. Even though some people think they are, we know that God, our Heavenly Father, is. So before we go on to our music break, I hope you have your Bibles. I will be bringing the word in a few minutes right after the music break. And tonight's message topic is, who or what is your source? Once again, tonight's message, who or what is your source? I have two main scriptures for tonight's lesson. And the first main scripture is coming from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5, and then also in John chapter 15, verse 5. Once again, for those of you that are following along with your Bibles, I hope all of you are, I have two main scriptures for tonight's message. The first main scripture, once again, is Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. And then the second main scripture is St. John, chapter 15, verse 5. And all of these scriptures will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible on tonight. We're going to go to our music break on tonight, giving God praise because he is worthy to be praised. Enjoy the music break.
Oh,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a beautiful song, a true song for every believer. Total praise, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. God, our Heavenly Father, is truly worthy of our total praise. Well, we're going to get right into the word on tonight. And again, we're going to start with Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. Then we're going to go to John chapter 15, verse 5. Those are the main scriptures for tonight's lesson. Once again, tonight's lesson is titled, Who or What is Your Source? In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 5 says, in the King James Version of the Bible, it says to you and I on tonight, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And verse 5 says, Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Wow, that's a strong word from the Lord. So that's serious until all of us on tonight. He is a jealous God, and that's why we should have no other gods before him. Then we're going to look at, there was Exodus that we just looked at. I am so sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I want to go to John chapter 15, verse 5. And John 15 and 5 says unto you and I on tonight, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Once again, verse 5 says, and this is Jesus talking to you and I, the believers, on tonight. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. And that is true on tonight. So as we get into this word on tonight, asking this question, who or what is your source? According to Webster's New Explorer Dictionary, the word source means point of origin, which means where something or someone comes from. And also it says that one that provided something needed. So in that vein, we have a question for each listener on tonight, and this includes me. I am not exempt. The question on tonight is, who or what do you spend most of your time on or with? Again, who or what do you spend most of your time on or with? God tells us in his word, again, that we just read, he said that he is a jealous God. And that we, and I'm paraphrasing him, we should never, you and I who are the believers in Jesus Christ, we should never put no one or anything before him. We're going to go back to Exodus chapter 5. I'm going to look at verse 5. Exodus chapter 20, and we're going to read verse 5 again, because that's what we're going to be focusing on tonight, pertaining to this word. And it says, again, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now that's, again, those are strong words from the Lord on tonight to you and I. So therefore, we must remember that people and money is temporary. They come and go. Therefore, life must be and is more than money and what it can buy. Also, life is more than impressing people. And Jesus himself, he challenged the people of his generation And yes, even people today, you and I, those that are rich, even those that are poor, to a recalibrated value system, again, to a recalibrated value system. If we take a look in Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 15, and I'm going to it right now. Luke, chapter 12, verse 15. Bear with me just 1 second, Mark, I just had it. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Luke 12, verse 15. And it says unto you and I on tonight. And he said unto them, take heed and be aware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Did you hear that? Again, this is Jesus talking to the believers on tonight. He said in his word in St. Luke chapter 12, verse 15, and he says unto you and I, I'm going to read it again. He says, again, this is not me speaking, this is what Jesus said to you and I on tonight. And he said unto them, you and I, take heed and be aware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. So, in other words, Jesus says, watch out. That's what he's more or less saying. Watch out, Christians. Watch out, believers. Be on guard against all kinds of greed, because life does not consist in abundance of possessions. And I'm paraphrasing there, and I'm going to say it again. Watch out. Be on guard. Be alert. In other words, we should be always watching and praying, because all kinds of greed in this life does not consist in abundance of possessions, even though the world would have you to think different. We are talking about what the Lord said. What did Jesus say about this? So that's what we want to look at. No matter what the world is doing, no matter what the world is saying, what do the words say about the situation? Especially in today's society, or if you want to say world or culture, where there is an abiding focus on more and never. I'm sorry, more, this is true. I see it every day. Even some Christians, they are focused on more, and they want newer, and they want better, and they want everything instantly, right now. They don't want to wait for anything, but yet they say they're saved in Jesus' name. And it's a process. When we are serving a faithful God who is always standing on his word, we should not bow down to the things of this world. We should always stand on God's word. Even though the world wants more, even though the world wants newer things, even if something came out new today and they came out with something in the same, a product on tomorrow that's different, guess what the world does? Even though they bought that new item yesterday, now they have a new item with that does the same thing. Now they want the newer items, and then they want the better, and they want things instantly. This shows us there is something to be said both for contentment and also for perspectives about how we as Christians view money, possessions, and yes, even people. Perspectives about how we as Christians view, and this is what some of us does, we are almost just like the people of the world, material things. We want money. And some people don't want to work for it. They want to get it the easy way. Some Christians are even so focused on earthly possessions and material things, and yes, even people. Guess what? Upon meeting Jesus, that was a rich young ruler. He went away sad because he had many possessions. This is what the Bible says. And it's talking about this young man, this young ruler who met Jesus. He had many possessions, but he didn't want to give any away. So Jesus came across Zacchaeus, the tax collector, who gave away much of what he had spent his life acquiring. So Zacchaeus, the tax collector, he gave away most of everything that he earned and he spent his life on. And the word of God says that he had spent his life acquiring. But the difference is between Zacchaeus and this rich young ruler is embracing Zacchaeus. He embraced the heart of Christ. And that's what we as Christians need to do. We need to embrace the heart of Christ. Even today, we can find a healthy perspective on the things we possess so they don't become the things that have us. Once again, a healthy Christian, we can find and receive perspective on the things we possess so that they don't become the things that have us. Sometimes we can get so involved in things and people that we are not focused on God, and we lose track and get off focus. Before we know it, those things and people have total control over us. And that's what the Lord is saying. He is a jealous God. No one, that means the pastor, the bishop, your mother, your father, whoever, your sister, brother, your neighbor, your friend, your coworker, no one should ever have so much control over you or so much that you are so in love with them and things of the world that you forget about God. So the Lord says in his word in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, for those of you that have your Bibles, and I pray that you do, we're going to go to 1 Timothy, once again, 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to see what God says about this. Chapter 6, verse 10 says, unto you and I on tonight, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Wow. In other words, they forgot about God and started chasing or running after material things, or they started chasing and or running after people, or material things of this world. So we must stay focused and remember at all times, saints of God, on tonight, that God, he says he's a jealous God, and he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. So as we look in the book of John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8, John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8, I'm going to say that again because somebody is going to follow along with us, and I want you to follow along and see what the Lord is saying. Again, this is coming from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3, now ye are clean through the word. That's good. I like that. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Verse number 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Verse number 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch into the withereth. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And then verse number 8 says, herein is my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So again, the Lord Jesus Christ is letting us know that without him, we can do nothing. So that when we who are believers in Jesus Christ, when we totally embrace the idea of being as close to him, Jesus, as a branch to the vine, I'm going to say it again. If we who are Christians, we who are believers in Jesus Christ, even today, if we truly start embracing the idea of being as close to Jesus as a branch is to the vine, our faith is strengthened and enriched. Therefore, we know and we remember that our Heavenly Father is our source, not man, not material things, not money, but our Heavenly Father, our Creator, is our source in every situation in this life. So don't allow money, fame, or fortunes of this world, neither your job, your family, your friends, to be your source in which you put your faith, hope, or trust in. Why? Because we all must take an inward look of our own life today, and we must ask ourselves, who or what do we depend on as our life source? And again, this applies to me as well. I'm not exempt. So this is why we should all be grateful that God is not like man. He searches each and every one of our hearts. I am so glad he knows who is for real, and he knows who's playing games. So you can try to fool me, you can try to fool man, but you cannot fool God at all. And I want to let you all be in on a little secret for those of you that may not be aware. If you are abiding in Jesus Christ, and if you are true servant of God, the Most High God, if you are in fellowship and relationship with Jesus Christ, and he allows someone to come across your path, and they are not being true followers of Jesus Christ, and they're trying to be men pleasers, but they're trying to fool you, don't you know that the Holy Spirit within you will reveal to you what is going on? That's called the spirit of discernment. And everybody do not have that gift. But God does give that gift to those that will allow him to speak through them, through his Holy Spirit, to let us see and know what is really going on around us. So sometimes we can, if we're not careful, and if we're not prayed up, and if we are not in good standing with the Lord in a relationship and fellowship with God, we can be fooled and we can be tricked very easily by the enemy, by the things of this world. And that's what the enemy does. He wants to get us so focused on the things of this world. And those of us that listen to any type of world music, whether it be classical music or jazz or country music or whatever type of music you listen to, if that music is trying to speak to your heart and lure you away from God through the lyrics of that song, of those songs, then you, through the Holy Spirit, he will reveal to you what is going on. And that way that you would know that that is something that you should not be listening to. You can refrain from listening to that by simply turning it off and get into prayer. Get into your prayer mode, because you know that the enemy is at work. But we thank God for the spirit of discernment. He will let his people know what is happening around us, so that we can remember who our source is. Because we know most definitely that he whom rely on Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father as our source, and we are trying to please him more, and as we trust him more by faith to be our daily source in everything and over every people, including ourselves. Sometimes we can get in our own way. Sometimes our flesh, the enemy will get in our flesh, and sometimes people that are in the body of Christ on today, if we're not careful, we can get in our own way. We can allow our flesh to get in our own way because we have gotten so caught up in the things of the world. We have allowed money, our focus to be on money, and some even allow their focus to be on fame and fortune of this world. But we know that those things are only lasting for a little while, even though it may seem like a lifetime that it lasts. But when you really look at it and think about it, it do not last. It's only for a moment. So that's why we must always put our faith, our hope, and our trust in God, our Heavenly Father, who is our daily source. Yes, I said ourselves. Why? Because some people truly think, again, that they are their own strength and their source, and they think that they can do anything without God. But the Word of God made it plain and clear. He says, without me, we can do nothing. So whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Because, again, the enemy, Satan, he is still up to his tricks. He is still up to no good because we know that he is the father of lies. He is the enemy, Satan himself, that will come upon even those that are strong in the faith sometimes and kind of try to lure your mind away from your God purpose and to try to make you think that because you have a connection with God or you are in good standing or fellowship or relationship with God, that he try to trick us and try to make us think, oh, I can do this by myself. I don't need God. If I get this money, if I get this record deal, or if I get this book promotion and they give me an advancement on writing this book, and then people get to know who I am, and then we forget all about God. So the Word of God letting us know again on tonight, he is a jealous God. And he's saying again on tonight that you and I, we should never put anyone before him. We should never put material things before him. We should never put people before him. And we most definitely should not put money before him, because his word says, because of the love of money, it is the root of all evil, not some evil. And he did not say that there's nothing wrong with having money, but when we allow the money to control us, then we forget about God. And we start to think that the money is our God. And that's the Lord Jesus, the God of this world. So that is a trick of the enemy. Some people, even though they may be saved and they were fortunate enough to write a book or write songs or whatever the case may be, open up a business, and their bank accounts are fat, and their credit cards are paid off, and they just live in large, and they think they got it going on, but they have forgotten all about God. So, and that's why the Lord will sometimes, little by little, those that have forgotten about God, even though you may have wealth and fame, that's why we see it today. So many people are falling, even in the body of Christ, some pastors that think they have it all together because they have a large membership and they all the bills are paid and they can do whatever they want, however they feel they want to do it and when they want to do it. And they really forget about God, even in the body of Christ. I see it all the time. And it is sad to say, but I do see it. And I'm sure that I am not the only one. I'm sure that some of you may have witnessed some of these same things in some churches. But God, they have forgotten about God's word. Yeah, they may be teaching and preaching God's word, but they forgot about that part, about God said that he's a jealous God. And he will allow the enemy to come in slowly and take all your possessions away. And not only that, sometimes we see that those that are rich and are well-known, even in the body of Christ, some of them are falling, they're getting sick, and then they end up in the hospital, and some of them don't recover from it, and sometimes they receive the ultimate healing, and the Lord will call them home because he knows that they are up to no good and they are misleading his people. And so that's why we have so many people in the world today who are confused, who are going to church, sitting up under the word, not fully receiving the word correctly and not understanding the word. That's why the Word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. But that's why it's so important that we get into God's word and study his word and ask for God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so he can open up our hearts and minds so he can reveal to us through his Holy Spirit what he's really saying in his word about not only him being a jealous God, but everything that pertains to him and his word, all of his commandments that he has given to mankind, that he has ordained for us to fulfill in the earth. That's why it's so important that we get in God's word, to study God's word, to make our election sure, and so that we know that we are rightly dividing the word of God. And so that God's word lets each and every believer know that he is our source. He's my source on tonight. He's your source. Even for those of you who are not saved in Jesus' name, believe it or not, God is still watching over you. His angels are still watching over you. And what are they doing? The Lord is providing them to watch over you, those that are not saved in his name on tonight, so that you will be able to hear this message on tonight. Not only this word pertaining to the Lord, but he's letting you hear this word again on tonight. If you are not saved in Jesus' name, so that you can confess your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you even on tonight, so that you will come to know Jesus Christ personally. And that's what he wants, a personal relationship with you. He wants you to get to know him so that when you get in his word will be rooted deeply in you. But he said you to hide the word in, of God in your heart so that you might not sin against him. And that's a sin when we allow people, things, fame, money, possessions to come ahead of God in any way, shape, form, or fashion. We should never allow anything or anyone to come before God. Yes, I know you love your mother. Yes, I know you love your father. Yes, you may love your pastor and your bishop. You may love your children and grandchildren. But through it all, God is saying in his word, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Don't put no one before me, because he is our source. So he is letting us know through his word that he is the source. So sometimes man will try to trick you and make you think that they are your source. And what they're doing is holding something over your head. Once they do something for you, then they're going to hold it over your head. And that's what I love about God. He never holds anything over our heads. He said that when we sin, and we all sin and come short of his glory. So when we do confess our sins, he forgives us of all of our sins and unrighteousness. And he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness like it never happened. So that's why we need to know that God is our source. I'm not my own source. You're not your own source. No matter how many degrees you may have, no matter how many famous people you may know, no matter how many record deals you may have done and completed, and you have a big fat bank account, and no matter what kind of business you own, don't you know that God is still sitting high, looking low? He knows who is truly serving him. He knows who is what's in our hearts. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in my heart. So I thank God for his word on tonight. I thank him that he is in control. I thank him for his word. For his word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my pathway. So I am so glad that God has shown me through his word, and I know that he has shown many of you who are listening on tonight through his word, that we will never put anyone before God. So on tonight, I pray that you have received this word. It's not a long message on tonight, but it's the word that God has given to me for tonight's message, because he knows who's going to be listening. And he knows what we all stand in need of. What an awesome God we serve. The type of God that he sits high, he looks low, and he searches every heart. He's searching your heart even now as we speak. He's searching even my heart as I deliver this word. So it's so imperative to know, and it's so important, it's so vital that you know that God is your source on tonight. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, or what you see or hear on the news, you may be sitting right now with a lot of bills in your hands or on your desk or on your dresser, bills that need to be paid, and you don't see how they're going to be paid. Don't you know that God is your source? He is the one who can make things happen for you. If you just truly believe by faith that he can do it, he said, you can ask him anything. Whatever you ask him in faith, in Jesus' name, believing and knowing that he's able to do it. So I want you to know on tonight that God is your source, our Heavenly Father, the creator of all mankind. He is our only source. Again, the enemy will try to make you think. He will try to make me think sometime too that my source come from man. My source come from money. No, that is not the truth. Not the truth on tonight. The devil is a lie. He is the father of lies. Again, whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Do you believe the report of the Lord? I do. So I'm going to leave you with this scripture on tonight to those that are listening. And this one is coming from the Message Bible, from the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. If you have a different Bible, it's going to read differently. So that's why I'm letting you know that this is coming from the Message Bible. Again, Amos chapter 9, verse 13 says, "Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel." So that's what he's saying tonight unto you and I. If we put our total faith, hope, and trust in him, and remember and know that he is our source, and we don't have to look to man, we can look up to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from the Lord, our source for everything that we need. So that's the word on tonight, and I pray that you have received this word, and I pray that you abide in this word and let this word take root in your heart and meditate on this word and let the Lord, through his Holy Spirit, dwell with you and deal with you pertaining to this word on tonight in the form of a question on tonight. Who or what is your source on tonight? I cannot answer that for you. Only you can answer that. You need to search your heart. So remember on tonight, who or what is your source? We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me. Once again, we want to continue to lift up Brother George, the musician at the Detroit Bible Tabernacle Church in Detroit, Michigan. He's made his transition to be with the Lord. He was a faithful servant of the Lord, and I bear witness that he had a heart condition, and he would be at church sometimes very ill and sick, and he would make his way to church. And even sometimes his wife wouldn't come. She wouldn't drive. He would get in the car and drive himself to church. And he would get on that organ, and he can sing and play that organ. And he played it until the end, until the Lord called him home. So we want to continue to lift up Brother George, his family, Rosalind, his wife. And also, again, the family of legendary gospel singer Tessie Hill, her son Reginald Hill, Pastor Reginald Hill. We want to continue to lift up that family in prayer. And all those that have lost loved ones on tonight, even those that are sick and afflicted, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we were able to look into your word on tonight. And we know now that you are our source. And for those that do not believe your word on tonight, I pray that you would search their heart as they meditate on your word, that they would be able to see and know without a shadow of a doubt that you are the source. You are their source. And Father, I pray that you will continue to move by your spirit all over the land, continue to strengthen every believer in Jesus Christ, every faithful doer of your word. You know who they are and where they are. So we stand on your word and we stand on your promise that you said that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you for your grace and your mercy again on tonight. We know that we don't deserve it. We are not worthy of it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask and pray that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow all over the land and every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you would anoint each vessel that's going to stand on your word and deliver your word on tomorrow, that souls will be saved all over the land as they hear your word. Backsliders will come to the fold, and those that are in the body of Christ will be strengthened even more through your word on tomorrow, that you will be glorified, Heavenly Father. We ask that you will move by your spirit in every door on tomorrow that's open in Jesus' name is our prayer. So now, Lord, we continue to bless those that are faithful listening to this broadcast. We ask we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless each one of them, continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And if I pray that you would continue to put on their hearts that they would continue to share with others about this ministry so that others can tune in be blessed by your word. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to let your people know, even those that are in the body of Christ, who have fallen away from your word, and they have fallen into the hands of the enemy by thinking what the enemy has told them, that the enemy is their source. Draw them back to you through your word. So let them know and remember that you are their source. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Again, that's the word for tonight. I pray that this word has been received and loved, and I gave you what God gave me to give you on tonight. And so when he give us what we are told to say, and he say, close the book, then you close the book. And that's exactly what I'm doing on tonight. So I gave you what God gave me to give you, and I hope it was received and loved on tonight. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Well, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, we're going to continue to say, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to look unto the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that all of your help, all of my help, comes from the Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say, pray.
Pray.